This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, August 26, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte has challenged her father, President Rodrigo Duterte, and his longtime ally, Senator Christopher Lawrence Go, to make public their intention to run as vice president and president respectively in the 2022 presidential race. The mayor made the statement after her father revealed his plan in a meeting, which she described as not pleasant. The mayor also criticized Senator Aquilino Pimentel III and Ron Wald Monsayak, whom she claimed as blaming her for the sad state of their party, Partido Demokratiko ng Pilipinas Lakas ng Bayan, after the party was split between the group of Pimentel and that of her father. In another development, Mayor Duterte confirmed that the number of COVID-19 cases among those 19 years old or younger has increased. The mayor even feared that the increase in number may have been due to more infectious variants like the Delta variant. As of August 21, the number of infections in this age group was about 5,000 of the total cases in the city. It also recorded 32 deaths within the age group. In business, a banker believes the vaccination program against COVID-19 will help mitigate the impact of the stringent restrictions imposed to arrest the spread of the virus. In a report of the Philippine news agency, Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation chief economist Michael Ricafort believes the financial assistance to those affected by the restrictions will blow air to the budget deficit in the coming months. However, Ricafort said the vaccination program will help reopen and eventually stabilize the economy, even with the expected artificial inflation that is foreseen as a result of the upcoming national and local elections. In sports, among those who will not be able to join the Philippine team in the Tokyo Paralympics is para powerlifter Achel Guion. The Philippine Paralympic Committee released a statement saying that Guion and her coach Antonio Tagibo are both infected with COVID-19 virus. Others who tested positive for the virus are Chief de Mission Francis Diaz and para-athletics coach Joel Derriada. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.